Trump's billionaire buddies in attendance at his inauguration totaled more than $1.35 trillion altogether. Yes, trillion with a T. From France's richest man to India's richest man, the inauguration was just dripping in international wealth. Just a photo of Trump's inauguration would give Senator Bernie Sanders another heart attack. Remember, the top 1% of Americans have more wealth than the bottom 50%. How much more, you say? 16 times more, that's how much. This is America, the land where a man with the most money wins at everything. They get a little bit more rights, a little bit more liberty. So since they have more than half the money, that also means they have more than half the political influence. When power in government is concentrated in the hands of the few, everybody loses. And that, my friends, is oligarchy. And before you say, well, these men that are at Trump's inauguration aren't corrupt, they're on Team MAGA, well, let me tell you, I can say it, and I will say it, because they are corrupt. Don't be fooled by this newfound MAGA patina they're all covered in. But hey, Trump is America first, so I'm sure he's going to make sure the U.S. is representing with their wealth, not just France and India. Take, for example, Elon Musk, who says freedom of speech, not freedom of reach, as he continues to censor people on Twitter. How about Mark Zuckerberg, who spent years censoring your post on Facebook? How about Jeff Bezos, a man who refused to print a cartoon in his publication, The Washington Post, because it made fun of him? These are the three richest men in the world. They could literally fund 37 state governments, just own them outright, and they'd still have $20 billion left over. This is America in 2025. These are the people influencing our president. While everyone else was shoved into a stadium to watch the inauguration on a jumbotron, the world's richest were snuggled up real close to Trump. Let me ask you this. When MAGA is fueled by a grassroots base of lower-income Americans, why is the room only filled with the wealthy, elite, and well-connected? Maybe you think it doesn't matter in the course of things, as long as they do what you want. Because, hey, if they're rich, they must be smart, and that's who we want in charge of the government, right? Well, it does matter, because if your interests aren't in the room, then how can they be represented, protected, and fulfilled? And in this group of billionaires, how often do you think the conversation of grocery prices comes up? The price of gas? Health insurance? Car insurance? Home prices? Car prices? How hard it is to find a job right now? How many people are underemployed? How many people are unemployed? If billionaires funded Trump's campaign and were invited to the inauguration, chances are they have his ear. And if I know one thing, Musk doesn't know about the price of gas, Bezos doesn't care about unemployment, and Zuckerberg doesn't know what the price of a dozen eggs are. And we all know how the wealthy class benefited last time from Trump being president. The world's 10 richest men doubled their wealth during the pandemic. 9 out of those 10 billionaires are in this country. Guess we now have a better idea of what that 3-hour dinner with Bill Gates was about a few weeks ago. Sure wasn't about bridging some partisan gap. Guess it was just a business meeting. Much like the hundreds that will take place in the White House at the Resolute Desk in the Oval Office over the next 4 years. You might be saying, this is how the government and politics has always worked. And sure, it has, to an extent. But we are about to see it expand exponentially. When the president, in his inaugural address, can promise Mars exploration, and you see the world's richest man cheering right behind him that happens to own a space exploration company that wants to colonize Mars, then you know oligarchy is no longer hiding behind closed doors. It's out in the open, brazenly, boldly, and bizarrely. And what are you going to do about it? Trump doesn't have to worry about re-election, so he will have very little accountability to MAGA. The Republican Party that Trump originally criticized and fractured has now healed and congealed into one big blob, indistinguishable from each other. Since the Republicans have the House, the Senate, the Supreme Court, and the White House for at least the next 2 years, what he wants is what he gets. And that means that what billionaires want, they get. Let's just not all act shocked at the end of 4 years when the coffers have been robbed, the debt has soared, and you're the one left paying for the contracts Trump gave to his billionaire friends. Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.